Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And it's time now to go out to our guest hotline sponsored by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And that is where we find the Cubs president of business operations, Crane Kenny. Good morning, Crane. How are you?
Hey, good morning, David.
Good to have you. Thanks for joining us. Look, yesterday you were part of a ceremony outside Wrigley Field where the new DraftKings facility is going up, 22,000 square feet. There was a beam signing ceremony. There was a lot of pomp and circumstance, Crane. Let's start there. So did you have any misgivings about having that on a day where, let's face it, when you go to Wrigley Field at Clark and Addison, there's so many obvious signs of progress, whether it's Hotel Zachary, Gallagher Way, or this new facility going up. You step inside the ballpark, and you don't see as many obvious signs of progress. How do you reconcile the two?
So I think this topic came up as well when the National Park Service dedicated Wrigley as a national monument last year. You know, you set these things up months in advance, and the business has to keep moving forward. And I know Jed and the team are working hard on the baseball side. On our side, you know, it's a project like any other that's got timelines and milestones, and the milestone that was scheduled for yesterday was celebrate with our partner DraftKings and the city who've been helpful to us, as well as our partners at Levy and our architects and others, and bring them to the site and kick off what will be the finishing touches for our sports book. So we care as much as anyone about what's happening on the field. It's a difficult year. Great to see Kyle throw so well last night, but we understand the heartache that everyone's going through seeing our team on the field some days, but the business has to keep moving. And, you know, yesterday was the date we had scheduled for the dedication of the beam signing.
Crane, I'll stay in the subject. The Chicago Cubs haven't had an All-Star game for 33 years. The only team that was longer, I believe, is the Dodgers, and they're having one this year. Can you tell me a little bit about the dynamic of that? And also with the additions of things like DraftKings and the hotel, as David pointed out, and improvements in the area, why wouldn't Chicago be the destination after you guys invested $1 billion into Wrigley Field over the last 7 years?
Very good question, right? It seems like it's our turn. Last had it in 1990. There's only 30 teams in baseball. I think during the reconstruction of Wrigley, it was obvious why we weren't going to host the game until the ballpark was done. With the sports books, our last major project on the schedule. So by the second quarter of next year, that will be finished. And it will put us in a good place with the league to get the game. The awarding of the All-Star game is really a three-party dance, though. It's us, it's the league, and the city. What you're seeing in most cases is that cities are rewarded for significant investments in the facilities by bringing the All-Star game. An All-Star game in a city like Chicago would probably generate between $75 and $100 million of economic activity for the city. So it's a real nice boom for the city when, you know, typically during the All-Star game, all the ballparks except for the host city are empty. So it's up to us, the city and the league, to come together. The building will be done, as I just mentioned, by the second quarter of next year. There's some infrastructure and mostly security-related issues around Wrigley the city needs to complete. We're working with them to get those done. And once we get those done to the league satisfaction, I think we'll be, you know, one of those most deserving to get it.
Joined by Cubs President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny, here on Inside the Clubhouse. Crane, so that's when it will be done. What will it be? Because reading about it, hearing about it, goodness sakes, 22,000 square feet, 800 people, it seems like it will be the capacity. And this has to be a typo, right? A 2,000 square foot television?
Yeah, the new thing in these sports books, and like everything, whether it was the hotel or parts of the ballpark or our new clubs, you know, we toured all of the existing sports books in Atlantic City and Las Vegas. There's one in the Meadowlands. So we went and saw what best in class looked like and then tried to take it up a notch. You know, the it's not one single television. It's kind of a gigantic ribbon board that kind of goes from sort of right field through center field to left field inside the building. And it'll allow us to have four or five different games on at one time, you know, so particularly around March Madness time when, you know, you've got three or four regionals playing at the same time. You can have all the games on. If it were something like the Super Bowl, you'd dedicate all the screens to just the one game or the Kentucky Derby or something like that. So, it can be up to a 2,000-square-foot screen for just one game, but typically it'll be broken up into multiple games. And, you know, we think it's just another great amenity on campus. So the hotel was a nice lift for the campus, as was Gallagher Way and the office building. And now we'll add a sports book for those who choose to partake.
Crane, in the offseason, we were hearing that the Cubs had money to go out and get other players. They did go out, and certainly they got themselves, you know, a starting pitcher. And you guys signed Suzuki, but it seems there was money left on the table. When you looked at, you know, the rumors about Eric Hosmer being more than a rumor, but reality and a lot of money coming back there. Also, the rumors that were not necessarily rumors about Correa and money being there. For that money that we heard about, will that be spent in the future? Is there a bigger payroll that will be looked at in 2023? I know that Jed has an awful lot to say about that, but certainly you and Tom are involved in that. Where did that money go this year, and where will it go in the future?
That's a good question. So, I hate to keep giving the same answer year after year, but it is the same answer year after year, which is, yesterday we had our first concert of the summer, Grateful Dead, and have another one tonight. All of these activities, all of them generate revenue that go back into the baseball budget. So the sports book will do the same thing. And, you know, this goes back to my time with Jim Hendry. It's sort of always been the same program, which is you generate as much revenue as you can. You obviously take care of your fixed expenses, so the labor and other expenses that, you know, go into running our operation. And we've been really fortunate. The Ricketts family, they're not a public company. They don't have to satisfy shareholders. They let us put every dollar that's not used in running the business back into the payroll. So, as you point out, we had a lot of money left at the end of this year we didn't spend. All of that will roll over for next year. And again, we trust our baseball operations guys to make good decisions with those proceeds. And, you know, they'll either use them next year or down the line. But, again, they stay inside the system. And I get it's boring. I keep saying this every year. But it's a closed loop, and you know, when the time is right, we'll spend those resources to build a great team.
Well, you keep answering it, Crane, because I think we keep asking it, and we keep asking it because I think people keep pointing it out that, you know, they want the Cubs to spend like a big market team. That's the easiest way to address it. And you look at the payroll rankings, and you know the Cubs are 14th, and you just explain why that may be the case. But when you look at it, and you know, there's it's pointed out to us all the time, every morning, every day here on The Score and elsewhere. You know, the Cubs, it's the most expensive fan experience in baseball, and they have the 14th ranked payroll. And you'd like to see a little bit more or less room between the two when it comes to payroll, when it comes to MLB rankings. Do you have a realistic, I don't want to say goal, but is there a spot where you feel comfortable being? And would you agree that it does stand out when the Cubs in Chicago are 14th?
Yeah, you know, it's a talking point. I get it. I mean, I think we got to have a little bit of historical perspective. So if you look at between 2016 and 2021, we rank fourth in all of baseball, only behind the Yankees, Dodgers, and just a smidge behind the Red Sox. So over our last championship window, when we were in that championship window, we were one of the top spenders in baseball. And during those 6 years, we tripped the CBT penalty three times, so including as late as in 2020. So, like, just 2 years ago, we were over the limit. That was a shortened season, obviously, but we were over the limit in 19 as well. So I think what we're, you know, and I go back now through Sam Zell and all the way back through Tribune, like, we're so lucky that we have an owner that lets us spend when the time is right. And, again, over the last 6 years, we've been top four in baseball. Clearly this year we've taken a step back, and as I said, all the resources that weren't used that would have pushed us up the ladder on the payroll chart this year will go into next year's budget. So I feel really lucky that Tom has never said, like, no, I don't want to spend. It's whatever's in the system goes into our baseball operations department to try and win, and that includes paying the CBT tax when we go over it, like we did in 16 and 19 and 20. And I feel like that it's a little bit of a false narrative because, yes, in this one single year, we're back into the middle of the table. But if you look at any sort of reasonable length of time, we're always in the top four or five.
Crane, you know, you look at the Chicago Cubs, and I know your ticket prices have been flat for two going on 3 years. But, you know, you do have one of the highest ticket prices in baseball, and how much time do you people spend in the front office talking about the fact that, okay, right now our product is certainly not worth what a lot of people are paying? The experience is still a great one, but how much juggling do you do when you know that you're in the midst of rebuilding to a certain extent and the ticket prices are still at the level of a championship caliber ask from the fan base?
Yeah, you know, it's the ticket pricing, as you point out, we haven't raised prices in several years. It's a really tough question because you're setting your prices at the end of the season. You have certain expectations as to what you'll do in the off season. You know, sometimes those deals come together and you spend the money, and sometimes they don't. You know, obviously we spent a lot of money in the rotation, 60% of which has been hurt for most of the season. Our right fielder, our big acquisition, also has been banged up. Obviously, nothing that we could have foreseen. So, I mean, our expectation was this year would be a little bit better than what we're seeing. Not to use injuries as an excuse, but you know, it's been a tough run for us. And what we do with our ticket pricing is we and I think I've used this answer a lot, and you're probably tired of hearing it, but we push all this information, like 5 million pieces of data, into a analytic process that tells us where our tickets trade in the secondary market, where they trade in the primary market. Every ticket, every seat, every game is different. So, you know, the upper deck's different than the lower part. The bleachers are different than the grandstand. An April game is different than a July game, and a Reds game is different than a Cardinals game. So all of that gets pushed into basically a black box that comes out with, these are the ticket prices based on market demand that we should expect next year. And we look at time of season, time of week, time of game, and all that stuff. And it comes out, it gives us a range. We've been kind of hanging toward the bottom end of the range, just waiting for signs of team performance to improve. And that's why we've kept them flat over the last two or three years. Hard to tell what we'll do this coming fall, but clearly the performance on the field this year will be an indicator as to what we do.
Joined by Crane Kenny for a few more moments here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Crane, I always think it's interesting to get your perspective on where things stand with the Marquee Sports Network. Certainly, a lot has changed in Major League Baseball. A lot has changed in the broadcast landscape since the Cubs, you know, went that direction and had your own network. How would you describe those changes and your ability to adapt? Because, and whether or not going to Marquee has how the expectations are now based on where they were when the network began.
Yeah, we're really excited about the performance of Marquee to date. You know, when our former network ended, and the rights came back to us, both from WGN, ABC, and Comcast Sportsnet. You know, there was a question of what we do next. And, you know, one of the things that we'd learned over the 20 years being a part of a four-team network was that we were limited in how much coverage we could give the team. You know, the pregame, the postgame would be curtailed. The ability to do the long-form documentaries, the ability to experiment with things, because it was a one-size-fits-all approach, which made sense. Obviously, all the teams feel strongly about the importance of their brands, and, you know, one team shouldn't have more airtime than the other. And, you know, so the goal of Marquee was to program it with more Cubs programming, and, you know, you've seen all that. I think the only RSN in the market to win multiple Emmys last year, so it's being recognized by the critics as being really successful on the programming side. And we're really proud of bringing Beth Mollins on, the first female to call a game for us. And anyway, lots of neat milestones. And I really think Mike and his team are doing a great job on the programming side. The business as a whole is changing just like it is for everyone. And as more and more people are turning to streaming services to get programming, I think you'll see, not just for us, but the entire league, and actually all of the leagues, start migrating toward streaming products. So ESPN now has ESPN Plus, and NBC has Peacock. And I think you'll see Marquee bring out a Marquee Plus product. For those who've cut the cord, said, listen, I don't really want to have a cable service or a dish on my house, going to get my programming through the internet. And I think next year you'll see Marquee launch a Marquee Plus product for those who have opted out of the cable ecosystem. So we'll migrate with it. I think there's also probably coming a scale play, maybe led by the league. You see Sinclair trying to do it. They're going to be launching in the next week or two, bringing all of their RSNs around the country together in one service. And I could see somewhere down the road MLB trying to bring all the RSNs together. We have a really interesting and kind of an aggravating blackout issue in parts of Iowa in particular, where the territory is technically inside the Cubs territory. So that means the MLB.com service, which is for outer market subscribers, is not available. But some of those cable systems don't carry the Cubs because they might be in a territory that's kind of shared between Milwaukee, the Brewers, the Twins, and the Cubs. And, you know, the cable system there said, we don't want to pick one over the other. We're not going to carry any of them. So those Cub fans can't really watch our games except for on Fox and ESPN. So that national service would solve that blackout issue. So I think, David, it's always moving. I think you'll see a streaming service coming from Marquee and the others. In fact, the Red Sox launched their streaming service a couple weeks ago. And then I think you'll see the league or someone else, maybe it's NBC, maybe it's ESPN, try and bring all the RSNs together in a national play. So I think in the next 3-4 years, you'll see some more changing.
Crane, Gallagher Way has never looked better with the new statues in there. I imagine you get a lot of questions these days about, now that you have them in that area, how many more will be coming over the next few years, and who will be next? Is it Sandberg? Is it Charlie Grimm? Is it Frank Chance? Give our listeners a little hint of what the plan is for the future and adding statues in Gallagher Way.
Well, the Bruce Levine statue is a couple years from now, so we're going to have to hold on that one.
Most people will say that it's already a statue.
He's already a statue. No, yeah. No, I think it's you know, turned into the – and I'll be honest, I don't think we envisioned the – Gallagher Way would become what it is. I actually said this yesterday at the Beam signing ceremony. Like, I thought Gallagher Way would be a really neat, especially vibrant place on non-game days. And on game days, since it's ticketed, most fans would be inside the ballpark. And it, you know, complete surprise to us that so many fans actually leave a seat that they paid for to come into Gallagher Way to watch the game on the Jumbotron there. In particular, in April when the sun is, you know, setting in the west, and that part of the ballpark gets a little more warmth than we see inside Wrigley. So it's you know, we would say some of it was by design, some of it was by accident. It's become, you know, the most popular park on the north side. And we thought bringing the statues all in one place and creating more atmosphere, especially during the winter, you know, imagine now skating among the statues and all the other stuff that happens around the holidays, would be really, really neat. Clearly, we have two empty podium, so there are going to be more statues. I don't want to hint at which one will be next, but It will be a player. It will not be a broadcaster. You'll just have to wait and see. But I think you probably have a pretty good idea of where we're going.
Yeah, back. He might have a number 23 in his back at one time or another. But I'm just guessing, of course.
Yeah, we'll let that stay in the ether for now.
Crane, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend and really enjoyed the visit.
All right. Thanks, David. See you, Bruce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.